We also see this a very worrying context where women's rights are being attacked from different parts of society and different movements. One being the very conservative vision of women and attacks on their sexual and reproductive rights and health. And that's, for example, the attacks on the abortion rights. But we also see how the neoliberal mentality is attacking women's rights. For example, there's a whole mentality that it's around individual human rights. We see how human rights are understood as an individual issue, and there is no collective understanding of what each choice, each act is going to have on the rest of humanity. That's something that we see in terms of, for example, again, prostitution or surrogacy, and how the neoliberal system tries to divide the feminist movement and divide the issues. And we also see it, and the austerity measures make it worse, we see it in the way the government also addresses the different issues. They also try to divide the social movements, and they do that through funding, through the people you're are supposed to refer to. So if you are a women's organization, you have to dialogue with the Minister for Women's Rights, if there's one. But if you are an organization working on migration, you would be dealing with the people working on migration in the government. But if you work on migrant women, where do you fit? And you fit nowhere. And this is how the politics is trying to invisibilize or just hide some issues, because they don't allow for this kind of intersectional transversal work to happen.